This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden says he doesn't think the Senate will convict former President Trump of inciting an insurrection, the single impeachment charge against him. House Democrats delivered the impeachment case against Donald Trump to the Senate last night for the start of his historic trial. What do Senate Republicans think?
Some GOP lawmakers say another impeachment trial would just further divide the country. And Texas Senator John Cornyn says Donald Trump was already punished by losing the November election. Lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, presenting the article of impeachment to the Senate, called for conviction for Trump allegedly inciting the rioters who stormed the Capitol, leaving five dead, and pressuring elections officials to change the outcome. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new variant of the coronavirus is now in the U.S. for the first time. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The first case of the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus detected in the United States has been found in Minnesota. State health officials said Monday the Brazil P1 variant was found in a specimen from a patient who recently returned to Minnesota after traveling to Brazil. The person became ill in the first week of January. Some researchers are concerned that people who have already been infected with COVID-19 might be reinfected with the Brazilian variant.
President Biden is suggesting the nation could soon be vaccinating 1.5 million Americans on average per day. About 24 million Americans have been vaccinated so far. That's according to the Bloomberg COVID-19 tracker. A tornado slammed into Alabama last night north of Birmingham. At least five people hospitalized, buildings damaged, and trees knocked down. A big snowstorm in the nation's midsection. It's fouling up traffic and closing some coronavirus testing sites. This is AP News. Thieves have stolen billions of dollars from California's unemployment system. Tim McGuire reports.
California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu says it can't be sugarcoated. Hackers and international gangs gained access to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program approved by Congress and made off with at least $11.4 billion and perhaps $20 billion more. Hsu says the state didn't have the needed security levels and the criminals took advantage of the situation. She says Russian and Nigerian online gangs are among the thieves. She also faults a past Trump administration for failing to provide the state with guidance and support needed to foil sophisticated fraud rings. The thieves took advantage of the broad eligibility requirements, which lack the usual identity safeguards, to gain access to the funds. Officials note such unemployment fraud is widespread across the U.S. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.